Yesterday's Radio Today on Springbok Radio Digital.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Every now and so often, my buddy Red goes to his house club routine. Well, what I mean is this. Me and Red share an apartment. And usually, it is just about what you would expect for a couple of bachelors. You know, dusty, bit of a mess, but comfortable, you know, lived in. I mean, so what if all the ashtrays is dirty and the lounge has got a few clothes dropped here and there? I mean, who cares if the kitchen sink is full of dishes? Nah, when we once a week, we washes a couple of plates and knives and forks and things, you know, the usual pattern. But every now and so often, Kowalski, the homemaker, gets it into his skull that we has got to mend our ways. He starts cleaning up. Yeah, now, that wouldn't be so bad, except that he makes me help. Yeah, how about that, huh? That started when he had the afternoon off. He must have got to the apartment about 2 o'clock. I got there about 6. Hi, there, I'm home.
Take your shoes off.
Huh? What for? What is this, a Hindu temple or something?
I scrubbed the floor.
So?
So don't get it dirty again by walking on it. Take your shoes off.
Now, listen, so you scrubbed the floor, so fine. But if we got to spend the rest of our lives walking around barefoot, you forget it. It can just get dirty.
You got to wait till it dries.
Okay, okay, I'll take my shoes off.
Chuck?
Yeah?
Where you going?
I'm going to get a beer. You want one?
I think you forgot something.
Oh, yeah? What did I forget?
You left your shoes right here in the middle of the floor.
So?
So please put them away where they belong, in the clothes closet.
What?
You heard me, Chuck. I am trying to get this apartment clean.
So, what do you want? Applause yet?
No, just a little a little working together. Pick your shoes up.
Okay. If it will gladden your little housekeeper's heart, I will pick my shoes up. Furthermore, I will put them in the clothes closet. But first, I will have a beer. You want a beer?
Yeah, okay. I've been working hard today.
So what do you think I've been doing? Driving through Central Park, taking the air? I'll get the beer.
Wait a minute, I'll get it.
Why?
Because I don't want you messing up my kitchen.
Your kitchen?
Well, I mean like I cleaned it.
Now listen, Cinderella, one thing you got to remember. When you clean a place, you can't expect it to stay clean forever. I mean, you got to face the fact it's going to get dirty again.
Yeah, I know, but still...
Yes, all right. You sit down, little mother of our people. I'll get the beer.
Jeez, this joint don't never look like none. Even when it's clean, it looks dirty. And when it looks dirty, I don't know what it is. Maybe we should move.
Here you are, Red. 2 warm beers coming up. Hey, why's the icebox switched off?
I'm defrosting it.
Oh, big deal. This is your week for being domesticated, all right.
No need to get insulting. Thanks.
Cheers.
Chuck.
Yeah?
I've been thinking.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. I've been thinking maybe we should move.
Move? You mean move to another apartment? What for?
On the counter, because this joint don't never look like nothing. I mean, think today. The joint looked dirty. It was a mess. So I cleaned it. Now what does it look like? Looks like a dirty joint that's been cleaned up.
So?
So it ain't never gonna look like a clean joint. I'm getting dismembered.
Disheartened.
You too, huh? Well, let's move then.
Now, listen, you are out of your tiny little handmade mind. Where are we going to find another apartment as cheap as this? Huh? Okay, so maybe it ain't very ritzy, but it's okay for 2 slobs like you and me.
I am sick of being a slob. And the longer we stays here, the slobbier we gets. I say let's move.
No.
Don't just say no. Give me your opinion.
I gave you my opinion. No.
Never mind no. Give me a direct answer.
No, and oh, no, no. Anyways, you got a nerve to talk about being a slob and making a mess of the place? How about you when you're eating in bed?
So, how about it?
So all. I don't mind you eating in bed. It's your bed. But first of all, you eat crackers, which not only makes a mess, but it keeps me awake. And then you suck oranges. At the top of your voice, you suck oranges. And then you smoke, and you use the orange peel for an ashtray. I want to tell you that the floor next to your bed looks like a monkey's cage in the zoo some mornings.
Is that so? Well, at least I don't eat hard-boiled eggs in the bath.
I did that once. I was in a hurry.
Well, anyway, things have got to change.
Ah, now look, Rick, I know how you feel. You felt like this before, but don't worry, it'll pass. It always does. In a week, you'll be happy to live in the usual squalor.
No, I want to change the squalor. I want to move.
Okay, so move. I'm staying. As far as I was concerned, was the end of that. Now, you see, this wasn't the first time this had come up. Red gets these moves, but I knew it would pass. Or at least that's what I thought. I knew Red wouldn't move. The big lug wouldn't last 5 minutes on his own. But I didn't know that Red and Myrtle, my broad, was having a little heart-to-heart about the whole business.
You see, Myrtle, I wouldn't actually say that Chuck was untidy.
Huh, I would. Untidy. He's the only guy I know that can clean up a room and it looks white when he's finished.
Yeah? Gee, I wonder how he does that.
But moving ain't gonna do no good. You know what I see this is half the trouble?
What?
That junk you call furniture. I mean, take that rubbish you got in the lounge. That sofa's so lumpy, it's like sitting on the model of the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, but you get to know where the valleys are.
And that club easy.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple of springs fell out and we stuffed the hole up with newspaper.
Which crackles when you move. It's like sitting in a bowl of potato chips. The noise it makes. That carpet. It's worn so thin in some places that the floor shows through.
Yeah, well, most of the holes we covered by putting bits of furniture over.
Yeah, but you got to admit it looks pretty stupid having a chest of drawers in the middle of the room just to cover a hole in the carpet.
So, what'd you say we should do, Michael?
I say that nobody has any reason to try and keep that place looking neat and tidy. It's a mess before you start. I reckon you should buy new furniture.
Yeah? Gee, I never thought of that. Yeah, that's a good idea. But it ain't no good. No, Chuck would never agree.
So, don't tell him.
Don't tell him?
Surprise him. Look, I got an idea. Now, here's what we do.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know they was discussing the whole business. If I had, I would have put a stop to it, that's for sure. But the next day, Red don't get out of bed when it's time for us to leave. No, he stays in bed and moans. Hey. What's with you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be okay.
You mean okay? What's wrong?
I just don't feel so good. I think I got a chill.
Oh, okay, Red, okay. Look, you want I should call a doctor?
No, I don't think I got that much of a chill. Just a little chill. I think I better stay in bed today. Just tell him at the job I won't be in today.
Okay, Red Buddy Boy, if you say so. Hey, where'd you figure you got this chill?
In my leg. I don't think I ought to walk too much.
A chill in your leg?
Sort of all over. You know, I feel cold.
Well, that can't be your chill, because when you get your chill, you feel hot.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel, hot and cold.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to take the day off, that's your business. I'll see you tonight.
Ooh.
If you last that long.
Ooh.
Hey, maybe you're right. It ain't a doctor you want. Maybe it's an undertaker. Okay, boy, I'll see you later.
Don't bet on it.
But guys and dolls, wouldn't you know it? No sooner was I out of the joint than Red is on the blower. And within 15 minutes, there is a guy calling round at the apartment.
Yeah? Kowalski?
Yeah?
You phoned the Acme Used Furniture Salon?
Yeah, that's right. Come in, will you?
You want to sell this junk?
I want to see what you offer me for it.
For what?
The whole lot. The whole apartment full of furniture. Some of it is very old.
That I can see. What was you expecting for it?
Money?
How much?
I don't know. When we bought it, we paid about $500.
Yeah. Things was expensive back in World War I.
How much?
Well, it's a chair over there now.
That's my favorite easy chair.
Yeah, covers all
the things. Favorite easy chair.
Springs gone, shapes out of fashion. Those legs went out with prohibition.
How about the sofa, mister?
Not much sofa those deep days, mister. You want to sell the whole works?
Yeah.
Kitchen stuff, bedroom stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you for a lot. Now, cash on the barrel. Take my chances of getting the dough back. Take the rate of it. Don't leave me no room for profit. First and final offer.
I'll take it.
I ain't told you how much yet.
Oh.
I'll give you $50.
$50? You must be crazy.
All right. I'll make it $100. That's the limit.
You must be crazy. I'll take it.
What do you mean I must be crazy?
I was expecting 20. When can you take it?
That guy was no slouch. He had his truck outside, and inside 30 minutes, that apartment was as clean as a whistle. A baby whistle, I'll grant you, but it was there. Mother Hubbard's cupboard had nothing on that apartment when Red and this joke were finished. Then Red takes the $100 and meets Michael downtown. He also draws out the $300 that he has been saving to go away with me and Michael when we go on our honeymoon. So, loaded with 400 fish, the two of them makes their way to the auctioneer's. That's right. They figures they can pick up some bargains that way. Come lunchtime, it so happens that I am round near the apartment, and I figures I will go and see how Red is coming along. Maybe he is feeling sick after all, I tells myself.
What? We've been robbed. Somebody has stolen all our valuable old furniture. Gee, it must have been antiques worth a lot of money, and we didn't know it. Hey, Red, I wonder what's happened to Red. Hey, Red, boy, are you there? Nothing. No Red, no bed, no nothing. Ah, they couldn't have stolen Red, too. Hey, wait a minute, though. That's all our clothes dumped on the floor. Now, a thief wouldn't do that, would he? Well, I know they wasn't such stylish clothes, okay. No, that couldn't have been a thief. Well, what then? Ah, Red, that's what. But I wonder what. Maybe Myrtle knows. I'll ring the office and see. But Myrtle wasn't at the office. Oh, no. In fact, it seems that she has taken off the afternoon. Well, I start putting two and two together. And knowing them two monkeys like I do, can you blame me if I start coming up with six? The way I has it figured, them two has sold the furniture and now is out buying new stuff. Well, that wouldn't worry me too much, because just between you and me, guys and dolls, I am getting a bit fed up with all the junk we were living with. No, that don't worry me. What worries me is what Red will buy if he is left on his own. That's what worries me. Guys and dolls, meantime, while I is worrying, Michael and Red is now standing in Honest Joe's auction mart.
This looks like a good place, Myrtle.
Looks the same as all the others to me.
No, this guy is honest. Look at the sign. Always pay and never owe. That's the rule of Honest Joe.
You know, Red, I've been thinking. Maybe we should get in touch with Chuck.
Why?
Well, before we get married.
Yeah, we better buy stuff that's going to last a long time.
Very funny.
No, I didn't... You think we should let Chuck in on it now?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing he can do to stop it, is there? The old stuff's sold.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you go phone him. I'll have a look around.
Well, okay. But don't stop bidding for anything while I'm away, okay? We wait till Chuck gets here, okay?
Okay.
I'll go find a phone. You have a look around, but don't find nothing.
Women. What do you think I am? Not to be trusted? Gee, they got some nice stuff here.
You see anything you like, mister?
Yeah, that blonde over there is very nice.
I'm talking about the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
What exactly were you looking for?
Well, we need furniture for the whole apartment. But I promised Myrtle I wouldn't buy till she got here.
Oh, Myrtle, you're what?
Nope.
Oh, your fiancée.
No, she's my buddy's fiancée.
And you and she are... Gee, you just can't keep up with things today. Where do you live, Greenwich Village?
No.
You want a double bed?
No, two singles. You see, Chuck sleeps in the one bed.
Spare me the sordid details. Chuck?
My buddy.
Mm-hmm. And he sleeps in the one bed?
Yeah, and I sleep in the other. What do you think?
Where does Myrtle come in?
What's she got to do with it? She's just going to help us choose.
Oh, pardon me. For a minute there, I thought... yeah, well, never mind what I thought. Yeah, well, you have a look around, Bud. The bidding will start in a few minutes.
Well, I am down on the rank when I get the message. Myrtle wants to see me downtown. I get the address and I hustled over there. Red and Myrtle is standing on the sidewalk outside a joint called Honest Joe's Auction Mart.
So what's all the business? What goes on? Where's the furniture from the apartment? What are you two doing here? Why the secret bit? Why don't you answer me?
Why don't you stop talking and give us a chance?
Hi, Chuck.
So?
So it's my fault for leaving him alone while I went to phone you.
Keep talking. In 10 seconds from now, you'll have it my fault, whatever it is.
Oh, Chuck, you're not mad at me, are you?
Look, I ain't mad at nobody. I'd just like to know what's going on. Whose idea was it to sell the furniture from our apartment?
It was mine. Gee, how did you know?
I went round there, that's how.
How did you know I sold it?
What'd you expect me to think? Termites carried it away the week later?
Well, you see, Chuck, we thought it'd be a good idea to sell the old stuff and buy some new.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's a good idea, too, but you can't have got much for that load of junk.
Well, I kicked in $300 I was saving, and I got $100 for the old stuff.
Well, you didn't do so bad. Come on, let's go. So you got 400 smackers, huh?
Well.
Well.
Well, what?
You see, Chuck, we did have $400.
Oh, so you spent some already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should never have left him alone while I went on the phone.
So Red bought something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you spent some of the dough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
You tell him.
Well, Chuck, I spent, roughly, give or take a few bucks here and there, plus, minus, more or less. A quick guess, I would say, I spent... You really want to know?
Yeah.
I spent $400.
$400?
$400.
Gee, so you bought the whole new apartment full of furniture already. So what you want me for?
Well, I told him not to buy anything. It happened while I was phoning you.
Yeah, honey, I get it. Okay, come on, let's see the things you bought.
Over here. There it is.
All this? You mean you got all this for $400? Gee, boy, you did very well.
No, Chuck, no, not all that. This.
That? What is it?
It's what they call the lover's seat.
Oh, for you and me, that's just perfect.
Very old, made by a woman, Mrs. Teak.
Mrs. Teak?
Well, I don't know if she was Mrs. or Miss. Her first name was Ann. Ann Teak.
Oh, now, give me strength.
You see, Chuck, out the back is sort of shaped like a letter S. And one guy sits in the top of the S, and the dame sits at the bottom of the S.
And they face it different ways.
Yeah, a lover's seat.
If they don't look at each other, why do they call it a lover's seat?
I don't know. Maybe that's how they stayed lovers. They never saw each other.
Now, Red Boy, correct me if I am wrong, but you have sold out the whole apartment full of furniture and bought this, only this, nothing else?
Well, I suppose you could put it that way.
What other way is there to put it?
Well, you could always turn it round and the other guy gets a chance to look out of the window.
What are you talking about?
Please, Chuck, don't shout. I'm talking about the lover's seat.
Oh, boy. Now, look, tell me one thing. How did you manage to buy this thing?
Wasn't easy. Everybody was bidding.
Oh, no.
I didn't want them people to think I didn't know what I was doing, see? So I just stuck in a little bid. I knew somebody would bid over me, and they did bid over me.
So
I got carried away.
You didn't get carried away far enough. Oh, no. What do we do when we got company? Play musical chairs?
Gets the thing over to the apartment after trying to talk Honest Joe into buying it back. Not a chance. He knew a sucker when he saw one, and he must have seen Red coming a block away.
Well, I want to tell you, I ain't never seen anything so ridiculous in my life as that lover seat stuck in the middle of our apartment living room with nothing else but nothing. I sit down, and Red sits down. Michael, we has dropped over at her apartment.
Chuck.
What?
You ain't mad at me, are you, Chuck?
Oh, no. No, no. All my life I wanted a lover's seat, especially with you sitting in the other half. You know something? This thing ain't even comfortable. The back of it hits you right in the kidneys. It's like relaxing at a pension.
Well, maybe they made it way so the lovers wouldn't get so friendly, you know?
After 5 minutes of this, I should think they would hate each other. They would have an aching back and a crick in their neck from looking sideways at each other all the time. Oh, just one small thing, boy brain.
Yeah?
Where are we going to sleep?
Gee, I never thought of that.
Yeah, well, I did. I'm moving into a hotel for the night.
Yeah, but how about me?
Tomorrow you can sell this thing for what you can get and buy at least a couple of beds. Tonight, well, you can book it to a hotel, too, if you want to.
I ain't got no dough left. Chuck, you wouldn't like to advance me a few bucks for a hotel room for the night, would you?
You are right, buddy boy. I would not. You got us into this mess. You can suffer. I'm booking it to a hotel. You can curl yourself into two halves and sleep on this lover's seat.
Gee, Chuck is real mad. Curl myself into two halves. How would I do that? Anyway, to ruin this thing sleeping on it. Mind you, the only people who could sleep on this would be two midgets. Hey, yeah, that's an idea. Maybe I could sell it to two midgets.
Mr. Kowalski, who wants him?
I do.
Oh, come in. Would you like to sit down, Mr.
So I am in time. Am I in time? Oh, what beauty, what elegance of line. Such sheer fantasy in wood and fabric. Tell me, am I in time?
You ask me roundabout elegance. In time for what?
This supreme example of Sheraton. This superlative...
Shelby who?
Sheraton, the man who made this wonderful piece of a furniture.
So that guy cooked me. He told me it was made by Mrs. Teague.
This is your only piece?
I sold everything else and bought this.
Oh, you sold everything just to own this wonderful piece? A real collector.
I am?
I was going to offer to buy it from you, but I can see that any man who would sacrifice so much to own this would never part with it.
Who says? Try me. You mean, you might?
I might. Oh, no, I couldn't be that lucky. When I heard it was being offered for sale, I hurried over to the auction rooms. Too late, but I got your address. Tell me, is there any chance?
Well,
I'll give you three for it.
No, I gotta at least get my money back.
Name your figure.
Well, I paid four.
I'll give you five.
It's a deal.
I'll make up the check right now. Mr. Kowalski, $5,000.
$5,000?
Isn't that what you agreed? That's what you agreed, Mr. Kowalski. Here, take the check. I'll send around someone for tea in the morning to collect it. By that time, you will have been able to cash the check just to prove my bona fide. Good day, Mr. Kowalski. Thank you once again.
$5,000? I thought he was talking in hundreds.
Mr. Kowalski, are you all right? Are you all right?
Oh, good heavens. He's fainted.
Well, guys and dolls, that was just about that. Red sold that piece of junk for $5,000. So the next day, he cashes the check and he decides to go and buy furniture.
There you are, Michael. Chuck, how'd you like it?
It's the same!
You bought our old stuff back again?
Yeah. Well, you know, I figured we got used to it. The place didn't seem the same without it. Gee, you know, there's no place like home, huh, Chuck?
So there we were, back where we started. But with Red having a few extra hundred in the bank.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.